I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is rare that all of us are together on vacation, but we were. And it wasn't, it was a, like a half vacation, half content creation.
Have a content creation vacation. I think I just came up with a new term. Content creation vacation is what we were on. And I'm sure if you follow us on social media, you saw a bunch of it. It all started when we were talking about Boomer potentially going out and seeing Frank Reich, who was coaching Stanford this year, and going to a game. And he's like, if we're out there, we got to play Pebble Beach. And then it just turned into playing Pebble Beach. And then the fine folks over at Scratch, who is a digital media company that continues to grow and grow and grow in the golf space, decided, hey, we want to get involved and we want to use you guys to sort of launch our travel sector of what we're doing digitally with the brand. And we were all about it. So we went out there and spent a few days, got a chance to play Pebble Beach and Spanish Bay and the Hay, their putting course and their par three course, and just had an amazing, amazing time. And look, so there's some video already from Scratch that was sent to CBS Sports Network. If you're watching now, and you know there's a lot of things that you have high expectations of, and I've always talked before about how expectation is the thief of joy. Where if things don't meet those expectations, then you're thinking, oh man, you know, like that stunk and I wish it were better, where meanwhile, like everything was great. But this certainly, even though I went in with very high expectations, met and exceeded those expectations. I think, you know, for me, the moment, the best moment that I had where I was like really like feeling it was teeing off on 10 when the sun started to come out, with the ocean to the right and the mountains in the background, and then walking up to my ball after that. It was just like the temperature was perfect. The vista was perfect. It just absolutely blew me away. So it's just one of those things where the pictures and the video look great, and we can't wait to see the pictures and the video, but you really have to be there to fully understand how unbelievable it is. And there's a Boomer teeing off on 17 at Pebble Beach with the birds flying in the background. So pretty cool stuff.
No, it was, I agree with you. To me, the anticipation of the event usually is better than the event. This completely exceeded my expectation. Now, I had been there before, as you know. I had lunch. I didn't get to play. So I had seen it up close and personal and was kind of, you know, amazed by it. And we're probably talking 20 years ago was the last time I was there. But I started watching golf in the mid-90s, I would say. And the pinnacle for me would be when we walked to the 18th tee box. Seven was great, and they're showing seven on TV right now, which was really awesome. But when we walked up to 18, and you got the fence and the water, and I'm thinking of all those like the U.S. Opens, the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. You see the guy on 18 getting ready to tee off with the lead to win the championship. That's for me. And you see the tree and the fairway and the green, and you're thinking about Scheffler on the beach and the rocks down below, which is, of course, where I hit my ball on my second shot. That, to me, was just, that was the eye-opening moment for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, so, of course, seven is in my head. Everybody, you know, I've been thinking about it all the time, and it crept up on me quick. And you're thinking, how could that happen, that it creeps up on you quick? It's seven. You know how to count, right? So seven comes after six. But the way that it worked was we played the first five holes together, and then we did this match with the two members of Scratch, Ian and Nicole, that were out there. And we started our match. We did a nine-hole match across Pebble Beach and Spanish Bay, and we started our match at Pebble Beach on six. So what happens is, like, I got off to this great start, too. I was, like, hitting the ball great, and then we just got totally iced.
Yeah. We stopped for 15 minutes.
Yeah, 15, or it felt like 2 hours. But 15 minutes, and we stopped, and then all the camera guys came up, and then we waited and waited and waited, and then we played six with all the cameras on us. It was the first time we really had all the cameras on us for every shot, and then all of a sudden, boom, here's seven. And you're like, wow, here I am. And, of course, I hit it short. did not hit the green, went into the bunker. However, Boomer hit a great shot, made birdie, and then Nicole hits this shot, makes a 35-footer for birdie, so that's all on camera, which is great. But I did feel much better about it because a guy who, of my limited skill in the game, was not going to get on camera me hitting the green on 7 and then playing 8 well. It wasn't going to happen. Like, you can't, like, if I were better, maybe.
Sure.
It was not going to happen. Like, even Boomer, after his birdie on 7, topped his drive.
Did he really?
On 8. Yeah. So I get up to 8. I hit a good one. And then the Jack Nicklaus always said that the best second shot at golf is the second shot on 8. It's over the ocean. And I had the hybrid. Whap, I hit it perfectly. And I have that at least forever on camera. So that particular shot. So at least I have that. That's what I'm telling myself. I'm like, you can't get greedy.
I mean, you can, but it's likely not going to happen.
Well, there you go.
Right.
So I'm being more realistic than anything else.
For sure.
Is the fact that I wasn't going to get both of those things. But, I mean, when we thank WFAN for allowing us to go out there with Scratch, I mean, they were so supportive of this. And, you know, it seemed like you're always going to get people ripping you for everything you do. But it seemed like there was a good 75% of people that were enjoying what was going on. But you know how your fight against the Jerry is angry thing like, you know. And I'll be guilty of making Boomer, you know, harass you if there's nothing going on, too. But we all know that it's a farce and he just likes to mess with you, right? So the thing that I will fight against is the fact that I don't think that I'm any good at golf. And when we, like, talk about the Golf Digest Open, it was hilarious how that happened. It was mainly because we got all these strokes off a +4 handicap. You know, whatever, you know, and Boomer got way more strokes than he probably should have, but he got them, and whatever. I'm not any good.
You're not claiming you went out and shot 63.
No! I put in all my scores. You could see it. You know, it's 92, 95, 98, 103. 90. I've never claimed, so it's like an 18-7 right now. I've never claimed to be any good. What I've claimed is that I work hard at it. I play a lot. I want to get better.
And you enjoy it.
And I have fun, and it's great. So, like, when I tell you this, I'm not full of crap. It doesn't bother me. It made me laugh because this guy goes, Gio's getting exposed on this trip. And I said, exposed is what?
He played good, actually.
The guy that stinks is an 18 handicapped. It's not going to look good on camera. I know that.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I'm not a pro. I started 2022. I'm having fun. It's hilarious.
It is.
I was laughing out loud. I was like, give me a break.
The amount of people, and even talking to the my caddy, Rich, because I asked him, you know, I always wonder, like, what type of player do you see? And he says, we see everything from 40 handicaps out here to scratch golfers. Most of them, though, are between that 15 to 40 range. It's a lot of weekend hackers like us. And I don't know what people think. Like, none of us think we're any good. Boomer is good.
Yeah.
Boom, and boom, when Boomer gets going, and Boomer had an 81 at Pebble Beach, and it should have been a 75.
He played that well.
He played lights out. We are what we are.
Yeah.
We enjoy playing. It's fun. Like, that's it.
Yeah, we're not claiming to be, I mean, like, you joke around with your friends, oh, I'll beat you in a scramble, whatever, but, like, I mean, my God, we don't claim to be anything. And, like, yeah, like, some of the stuff on camera, it's not going to look good. You want to know why? Because we're not pro golfers.
Exactly.
We're out there having a good time.
And I got people, you know, with my outfits. I mean, guys, give it a rest already.
I know.
I mean, good Lord. I had a great BEF hoodie on with shorts. And then when we got out there, I brought the Sugarloaf pullover.
Yeah.
When we got out there, it was freezing.
Yeah.
So I threw that on. You don't like my outfit?
Yeah.
F off. I can't help you.
The two that made me laugh the most was the one is getting exposed. And the other one was the guy screenshotted how I put the pin back in after your putt at the hay. So, like, he's like, this is a ridiculous way to put the pin back in the hole.
How?
I guess I went and got your ball out of the hole, yeah. Right? And then I was, like, still bending over, and then I put the flag back in, like, I was holding it, like, low, I guess, and bending over and putting it back in, and someone had an issue with that. And I was like, this is just amazing.
You can't do it.
But no, but most of the people, but it made me laugh. It's just like, you know, what did you expect? Like us to go out there and look like Fred Couples in 1991.
And by the way, I'll say this. We had holes where we actually looked pretty good.
Yeah, of course. Like, yeah.
You had several holes you were putting for birdie.
Yeah, that did. So did you. Know?
Yes.
And so did you.
We also had, I also opened with five straight doubles first morning.
Yeah, that.
That's the way it goes.
I kind of screwed you a little bit on the first hole at Pebble Beach.
That's okay.
Because I can't, like, the first tee shot out of all of us out there could not be me.
He's like, you go.
I could not be. Because it's like none of the scratch guys had seen us play.
Right.
The caddies hadn't seen us play. Like, I just don't want to be the one setting the tone with a terrible shot.
Mm. So I did.
Yeah. So then I got up and I hit a good one.
Yes, you did.
And then also the second day I hit a great one on the first tee at Spanish Bay. So hopefully they show those.
We both did, and you know who hit two bad ones?
Oh, the big guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Boomer almost put it in the living room.
Yeah, that is right. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did two bad ones at
correct
at Spanish Bay,
and then took off. But he did not have a good start that morning.
I was a little. It's like the level of when I say I'm bummed about something. It's like you really can't be because your default setting out there is just you're so happy and grateful to be there. But you know, after the layoff, and then you know we tee off on camera. The worst drive I had was on the first camera shot
on both,
like,
days.
It's like
yeah.
Like, come on.
You know what else was very cool about the trip, too? And I think a lot of people could relate to this. When you first meet people, you have no idea, like, what to expect.
Yeah.
Obviously, we met Rob. We knew him. We didn't know anybody else. And there were six other people in this group. And so you go into it, you know, are we going to meet guys that are pretentious?
Right.
Are they...
People are scum.
No. Maybe. And in some cases, that could be the case. But you mentioned Nicole and Ian already. You had Tim, Ross, and Zane and Derek. That made up the seven. Though it felt like we knew them for months, if not years. They just like blended right in, and it made the entire experience really outstanding. It was really great.
Yeah, I mean, they absolutely cared about our experience, what we were doing, and cared about what Al and Eddie were doing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was awesome. They're a real professional operation over there, and really can't thank them enough for, you know, providing us with this opportunity to do this. And it was so cool, so memorable. Like, I'll never, and we'll have the video forever, too, yep. If you think about that.
Yep. And Izzo did a good job of getting some stuff out as well, right from the get-go. So I think from everybody, from Fan to us to Scratch, those guys, it was just a great couple of days. It really was.
Yeah, was missing the fact, I know you guys have done it way more than me, but missing the fact that we didn't have the Super Bowl together, because I really do enjoy that. Like, it's like I don't enjoy being away from home that long and working in the middle of the night like we did at Vegas, but it's just like the camaraderie that is built with us. It's different when you're on the road. You know, here it's the same routine, whatever. So the fact that we were able to get that on this trip was great as well. I mean, and just the story arc was amazing with your putter, and people will be able to see that and everything else. So yeah.
It's amazing the little things you don't expect.
Yeah.
So stupid, I swear.
Yeah. So I mean, and you could kind of see the story play out on social media if you want, but you know, and Fleegs is right. So it's our last trip with Eddie. Right?
I did think of that because talking to Rob a little bit, you know, who knows? They have designs and maybe doing something else down the line. And my next thought was, like, that's it. Like, Eddie's not going to be there if we do something again with them next summer.
Yeah. Nope.
That sucks.
Yeah, I know.
Eddie's such a calming influence when you see him on these trips. Like, to not have him, that'll be
he was there. Weird. He was there just hanging out on the patio, too, at Spanish Bay.
Which
didn't even know
cool.
We were going to be there. And there he was, like, hey.
Yeah, 7 o'clock in the morning. There was Eddie.
Yeah, clapping, rooting us on.
Yeah, it was, but yeah, that's probably, unless we do a Super Bowl trip, which I don't think we will again.
No, because it's out there.
You know? Was it Santa Clara again?
Yeah,
we're not doing
well. If the Jets or the Giants,
true,
right? Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. So that's the last trip with Eddie.
Yeah, yep. Who almost didn't make the trip?
So that was interesting because as Al and I are sitting there, we had a 6 a.m. flight going out. I'm nuts. I'm going to be at the gate by 4:15. Al got there right after me. Now, when I first got to the gate, my first thought is, where's Eddie? I figured he'd be the first one there the way he's the first one at work every day. Wasn't there. We got to 5 o'clock and Al goes, I think I need to text him because it's 5 o'clock and he's not here yet. And we were boarding at 5:15. So at about 5:05, he finally reaches out and got a response. And Eddie's like, I'm at security or I was trying to check the baggage or something. We did not think he was going to make it to where they were making announcements on the plane for him right before they were going to shut the door.
Eddie Scozzari.
And then he was the last one to,
Yeah, so they had you there. They took your phone for 7 minutes. They were swabbing your hands. And then you had to do the whole insulin thing. And yeah.
Tough. Very tough for
him. Almost closed the door on you, Eddie.
Yeah, it was a close thing, but all
good.
You made it.
Yes. All good is right. And also, you know, we're, and there's the picture right there of Eddie getting on the plane. And then the person who thought that they had an open seat next to them.
Oh, they did not.
Then gets Eddie in a humongous backpack filled with insulin and ice packs.
That's like the most frustrated look I've ever seen on Eddie's face.
He was, and you know what, he was actually fine. He really was.
But I'm saying that's how normally, like, even-keeled he is.
The guy that was, so going there, me and Eddie were basically together. He was on an aisle, I was in the window, and there was the guy in the middle. For a moment, especially when I saw how much stuff Eddie had with the bag and the insulin, I almost thought to switch with the guy. I'm like, no, I actually paid to upgrade my seat to the window. I'm not moving.
Right.
But I was going to briefly, but I did not.
Yeah, no. You want to be able to have what you want to have, right? Yeah. I mean, for God's sakes. And also, you know, we mentioned how great Scratch was. The people at Pebble and the Inn at Spanish Bay. I mean, it's very rare these days that, like, you show up somewhere and every person that works there, you feel like they want you to be there.
They're very friendly.
Oh, my gosh.
Very friendly.
Yeah, they were great.
I know.
Just everything buttoned up. It was awesome.
Like, I can't come up with one thing that was disappointing. Not one.
Yep. Same here. Everybody was awesome. The caddies were awesome. You know, the concierge was awesome. And they got that car show showing up there, so they got all these freaking Ferraris and Lamborghinis.
Kind of cool to see.
Yeah.
Too.
I mean, they were absolutely everywhere. But the problem was they were ruining a lot of the shots. So we would be talking.
And then here comes the car.
Right. We'd be talking outside and setting up a scene. And you think it was over. And then another one goes.
It was loud.
Freaking Ferraris all over the place. It was, but yeah, incredible. And I don't feel all that jet lagged.
No, me neither. Feel good.
Like, I feel okay. Like, I was able to sleep enough. And I mean, it's like an 11 and a half, 12 hour excursion.
It is, but it's also 3,000 miles.
Yeah, right?
When I think of that, like, we got stuck on the plane for 90 minutes when we landed because of the storms last night.
God.
And I'm thinking, boy, long day. But you know what? It started in California, for God's sake.
Yeah, no, that's right. Yep, very, very far away. A different world. And the weather out there is, I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I got to say.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
I mean, I don't want it every day. But like a respite from like some of the humidity and stuff, I was like, this isn't bad.
6:30 a.m., a little chilly for sure, but you are right. Midday, it's fantastic.
Oh, it's just like the ocean breeze and the whole thing. So yeah, just an amazing trip. You're going to see all the footage coming out. There's already a bunch of stuff up on our social channels. CBS Sports Network put out a bunch. It's all going to be up there. There's going to be long-form videos, short-form videos. It's Scratch is going to put up on their YouTube channel and all their socials. At Scratch with a K, you'll be able to see a lot of this stuff, and I'm sure it's not going to disappoint, just like this trip did not.